Hey, Bobby, you know what's really creepy?
Tell me, Lauren.
Roommates.
They're very creepy.
I'm very excited to talk about this
topic. Got some things to say,
yeah.
For sure.
And actually, I was about to say, for the people that are starting college soon, I forgot it's February. I don't know what day of the week or month or year it is anymore. My niece is looking into colleges.
Yes.
And we were talking to her, and I was like, college? It's funny, I have a love-hate relationship with college.
Same.
Because I'm like, I loved college. I had so much fun. We watched some movie the other day, and we both were just saying, God, like, I don't miss high school at all.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. But college I miss.
I liked high school my senior year because it was super easy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
You didn't care as much.
Yeah. I didn't. I wasn't very.
About what other.
Like, I wasn't so academically, like, focused, more per se. Not that I did bad. I just did good.
Yeah. But college, I loved, except for
tests.
No, except for my various array of roommates.
Yeah, I had a very array, yes, for sure.
But you know what's funny? If we say that all of the roommates that we've been, like, that we've had to live with are bad, what does that say about us? Maybe we're the problem.
Hi, we're the problem. It's us.
I guarantee after you hear these stories that, I don't know about yours, but I was definitely not the problem.
I
was put in some very weird situations.
I never really had major issues. It was just like,
oh, I did
a couple small things. And then when I lived with my friends, it was like, well, a couple instances that I'm sure you'll remember, but.
Me? Yeah. I knew some of them. I know you know some of my.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, roommates.
We live with them.
Roommate situations. What did you do with your hair?
It's just
you've made it worse.
Literally, look at it.
I know.
It's like sticking out.
I don't know
look
what's
at that.
Happening today.
Is this?
There you go. Oh, don't touch it. Stop touching
it.
No,
I want it to be crazy again. Okay. All right. Continue.
So, I mean, in itself, just talking about my roommate stories is going to be, it's going to be like therapy because I feel like I haven't really talked about it in a long time.
Yeah.
So it'll be therapeutic to get it all out again, but also, the story, like I was saying, we were talking to my niece about, she's like starting college. We're talking about how much we love college and I didn't want to scare her, but I was about to be like we both keep saying, we're like, we're praying her first roommate is like
good,
a good roommate
good
because fight. I had like, when I went to college, my first roommate, I like, constantly was coming home because I did not want to be in that room with her anymore. So like, I'm hoping she gets a good roommate and she has a better like starting college experience.
Yeah. But my first roommate was chill.
Was that the,
you never met him?
Yeah. But didn't you tell me a story about him?
Oh yeah.
That he like had weird jarred
canned
things.
Chicken, like raw chicken that like,
yeah,
preserved.
Preserved.
He had a lot of like preserved things in cans.
Do you know what I don't know if my sister told me this or a friend, but they told me that I should, when I show up to college, I should just come in and holding a shoe and start petting the shoe and tell my roommate that that's my pet or whatever. And they were like, they will never bother you again. Just freak them out and pretend like your shoe is your,
I don't
like
know
your
about
pet.
That. I mean, it's a strategy for sure.
And then somebody also told me to do that on the subway system so people would also leave
that
me
makes
alone,
more sense.
Thinking that I was a crazy person,
yeah,
in New York City. Yeah, life hack. A lot of people, like a couple people one of our, I know I'm getting off track again, but one of our RAs in college in New York City, I don't know if I said this in another podcast episode.
I don't believe
told
so.
Me that if I ever feel uncomfortable on a subway, like a man is staring at me or,
yeah,
just I just feel uncomfortable, like somebody's following me, to just always keep a lipstick tube on me and just take out the lipstick, stare them dead in the eyes and just start drawing it on my face. And they were like, 9 times out of 10, that person will leave you alone,
yeah,
because they'll be like, no, I'm not messing
or
with
just
crazy.
Like talk to yourself and like pace up.
Just act as crazy as possible.
People
they will most likely not bother you.
Yeah. People will avoid you. Some, but if it's crowded, people will, yeah, just like, whatever. This is typical New York day. Anyway.
But anyway, set. I guess you could do yours first because yours is probably quicker.
Mine
but
was chill.
I say, but set the
Are
scene.
Are we saying names where, or are we probably not saying
I'm
names?
Not going to say names. Because
all right.
Know.
So my freshman year, I was at Rutgers.
You know who you are if you were our roommate.
Yeah. I lived in a cooperative living house, as it's called, which is basically like a dorm. It was 38 students, male and female. And it was like two stories, basically like a mini dorm. And we had our own like living room, huge kitchen, dining room. We cooked clean on our own. It was almost like a frat and a sorority, but none of the like crazy stuff.
It was in a house?
It was, no, it was like a mini dorm.
Okay.
And it was two stories. It was like a big L-shaped building. Mm-hmm. Two stories for where all the
rooms. We had L-shaped buildings.
Where the rooms were. It was in a nice, like, right on the edge of campus. We had, like, some woods by us, the farms. It was really nice. My first roommate was really chill. Like, besides him having the weird chicken fetuses. Not fetuses.
What?
That's what it looked like. Like, you know, God. Like, when you see in movies, they're like the fetuses of, yes. like, things. That's what it reminded me of.
There
it
was
wasn't.
Like full on chickens in
it
there?
It was full on like preserved chickens he had.
Oh my God.
And I remember like.
Is that a thing? Let me know.
It was odd. He was chill. I invited him to go.
Maybe he was using my tactic.
Yeah, right.
Just be very weird off the start.
he did a lot of like extracurricular activities, so he wasn't there all the time. I invited him to go snowboarding with me and my friends, and he didn't snowboard or ski. So he just hung out. I mean, most of my friends there just drink because it was our freshman year and drinking was cool then. He mostly just hung out and like read his book and stuff and like watched South Park with my friends and he wasn't even a big drinker anyway. So it was a little odd that I invited him, but I was just trying to make friends. I'm a very friendly person.
It was nice.
I make friends with people. I think because I have a wide array of interest in things. I was thinking this last night. I like to know a little bit to a good amount of a lot of things, but I don't like. I'm not like an expert in many things besides like destiny and like snowboarding. I guess. I don't know. Very few things. Anyway, so I was friendly with him. He was cool. I will say my one friend who also went to Rutgers with me had a terrible first roommate. They fought.
Who's that?
Dan. He had a terrible first roommate. They like fought. They had like all these arguments. He was like, it was bad. Like they got in like fights, like fist fights.
Oh my God.
They had to like separate.
Like guy roommates are a little scarier.
Yeah.
With like,
and he was like, violent. They were both, well, Dan was like, you know, he's like a stocky guy, like well built. And this other guy was like pretty jacked.
Yeah.
And it was intense. But yeah, my freshman year was pretty chill. he was cool.
Can I just say the concept of having a roommate is
very
odd. Is very creepy, unless they're a roommate because you knew them in advance. But like college roommates, for the most part, you're just, I remember the first night sleeping in a room with, like a stranger.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember just laying down. I was like, this is so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know this person that's sleeping in the room with me.
Yeah. I don't have those like good, vivid, visceral memories of like that.
Visceral.
But,
I do.
I remember like playing my Xbox in my room. I'm trying to picture my freshman room besides the canned jarred chickens. It was like clear, like mason jars.
Yeah.
And playing like video games. That's all I remember from my room. It was pretty chill for me.
That was your first roommate.
But I was also, like I said, like I'm able to make friends easily, so I wasn't too worried. And I think I met, because you had to interview to get into the house. And I think you had to go for like, you had to apply because it was like a scholarship you get to. And then you interview to basically make sure you're like on board with putting in time there because you have to.
I got because you have to
do community service there.
Weight.
You pull your weight exactly.
Mine is weird. So, for anybody who doesn't know, I don't know if they still do this, but they give you a test when you first, like when you're,
like a questionnaire.
Yeah, like a roommate questionnaire to try and
I'm pretty
match
sure we
you
did that.
To try and match you with.
Oh, no,
your,
I didn't. I don't know.
Like match you with somebody compatible.
Yeah.
It's BS. I don't even think they look at it. I think they just like give that to you in the hopes that maybe you would think that they're.
It would make sense if they could just easily like, it's like your personality type.
Yeah.
If they did something along those lines and it's like, so all right, well, these people are close. These people are.
Well, no, they asked good questions. They asked like, well, they started like, what kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you hate? Are you a morning person? Are you a nighttime person? Do you tend to stay up late? Like trying to match your schedule with somebody else's schedule.
Which is a little hard to answer because if you're a freshman in college, a lot of these things you don't really know.
Yeah. I mean, you might have an idea. Like, I was always kind of a morning person. I still am. But I had friends that were not.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's, yeah, it's whatever. But I very much remember filling out my questionnaire and saying that I liked all music except for country music. Mm-hmm. And I hated country music.
Mm, same.
And who's my roommate?
Country music superstar.
I walk in. Oh, and it also asked like your religious background, all this stuff. And I said like, or I was had a Catholic background, but I didn't. I wasn't like practicing. So I get in there. I get in. I'm pretty sure she was there already. She wasn't. She lived like an hour from the college, whereas I lived like 4 hours. She had a huge cross on the wall. Ooh. I walked in. I was like, oh no, this girl's gonna be no fun. This story gets very interesting. So she had lots of like Jesus stuff on the wall and crosses. And I was like, that's nice. Like, at least I don't have to worry about like her being crazy. And then of course, like the first day we're there, we're like getting to know each other. She seems nice. And she like puts on country music. I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
And that's all she would listen to.
Quick side note. So my freshman year at that Hellier House place, the seniors and everyone there loves country music. And like when we would like party there, that's all they listened to. And I couldn't I would like go into my room and put on like the Strokes to like kind of like, oh, get it. All right, get it out of my system.
I don't know what it is. I can't. It's not my vibe. I don't not know. But like, of course, being nice. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like play whatever you want. Like this is our first like weekend at the college. Keep in mind. And we meet these two other girls who ended up like being my two really good friends that lived on the same floor as us. And we were like hanging out and we go out and this girl starts like what I can only describe as like chain drinking, like taking shots. Yeah, there you go. I was thinking chain smoking, chain drinking. Somebody was like smoking weed and she's like, I've never done it. Give it to me.
Oh my God.
I feel like this was like, I feel like she
the devil came into her and she's like, ah.
I just feel like, cause I also met her parents. They were, it was, she definitely came from a very conservative, very like Christian, and so I was like legit worried about this girl on our first night.
People who are very protected and go to college, in my opinion, and there's no scientific research behind this. I just, from what I witnessed and my experience, if you like grew up very conservative and didn't do any drink and then go to college and start doing it, that first year for you is going to be terrible and it could set up bad examples. And this isn't me promoting underage drinking, but I think if you experience that in high school and then you go to college where you're paying for it, could be really expensive and this is more, you know, in a way more valuable than high school and you're more prepared for those experiences, you're less likely to have a very like bad experience. Again,
sure,
this isn't me promoting it, but just saying like, it's, you know, be careful. Be careful. If you are coming from a more conservative background, you haven't drank and you haven't done anything and you go to college, take it easy.
Like ease into it.
Ease into it.
But that's why I just think being extremely strict in general and then sending your kids off to like live life.
Yeah. It's like you're
for the first time is not the best thing. Like you should probably ease them into the water you're and basically not just
like,
be like,
here's like 2% of the world. Then you go to college, it's like, here's like 99% of it. So, or not even, but you know.
Yeah. To sum it up, because I have lots of this. To be fair, like this roommate story, she wasn't the worst, but she was like, I just couldn't.
Hectic.
Yeah.
Volatile.
I couldn't relate to her because she was like, I like having a good time, but she like having like a good time. Like she was like.
So that first night, go back to that. So she was going nuts.
So she went nuts. She threw up, obviously. Yeah. She like made out with a bunch of dudes, nice. Which is like. You do you, girl. On the first night. So then
That was literally your first night.
The first weekend we like met all these people.
First weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
So then after that, like, then I felt bad because everybody was like picking on her for being crazy and like all this stuff. So then, but then she like went to church every Sunday and like, yeah, I don't know. She was back and forth. Like there would be some points where she was like super strict conservative the way she would talk. And then we would like go out on the weekend. And she was like a crazy person where she would just like drink a ton, like hook up with dudes and girl. Like
she was just trying. She was going all in, trying it all.
She like, oh my God. I mean, I don't want to like literally you do you.
Experiment. She took experiments.
But like she would like do it. She did it. All I remember is I didn't go to this one party. One of my friends sent me a picture of her in the middle of the party making out with some other girl and everybody was filming it. And I'm like, oh boy. And then the next day, she was like hysterically crying because she's like, I can't believe I did that. And now it's going to be on the internet. I was like, yeah.
So I said, ease into the.
See what happens when I wasn't with her. I tried to do my best to like.
Probably would have tried to make out with you.
Maybe. That's a good thing I wasn't there. Would have ruined our relationship. Like, yeah, she didn't make it all the way to the end of the year.
Oh, she dropped out?
She went home, yeah.
Wow.
Because she just got so depressed. She basically like went off the deep end, went too far. Me and the two other girls that hung out with her, we like tried so hard. We were like, maybe don't do this, girl. Like, we were like trying to look out for her. We would like make sure she got back home with us. But she just wouldn't listen, or she'd start fights with us and be like, I can do what I want. Stop telling me, blah, blah, blah. So eventually we're just like, okay, we can only help you so much
before
you're not helping yourself. And then she got like depressed because everybody was like calling her names and stuff because she was just like a wild
child.
And and would start fights and stuff. And then she ended up going home, which I think was a good call. I think she needed to go home and reassess. Like,
yeah, she, like you said, she went from this like sheltered lifestyle to, all right, now you're living on your own and you're with all these young adults. And
also, it should have been my job to be like her parents.
No.
Like, they, yeah. So ever since then, I was like, yeah, I don't think sheltering your kid is the best thing.
So she left before the semester was over?
Yes. So it was kind of cool because at the end of the semester, I had the room to myself.
I was just going
to
ask. So you didn't have, they didn't give you anyone new? It was too late.
No. Well, and even halfway through, she started going home a lot. So like every weekend, she wasn't there anyway. Yeah. And then she was an hour away. So she used to just drive in, do her classes and go home. So hopefully she's doing good now. I don't know. I haven't seen, like, I don't follow her anymore or whatever. Oh, there was one other time I went to another college with my other group of friends and left her in our room. And I get a call from the two other girls that we used to hang out with and told me that she invited some dudes back to our room and one of them threw up all over my bed.
Oh, sick.
And I was like, great, so excited for that. So then, and then they said that she tried to hide it. Like, she was trying to hide it. And
can't hide that.
The two girls were like my two other friends, thank God, were like, no, like, give us the sheets. We'll wash them, whatever. I was like, you guys are the best. Jeez. But, like, then after I got home, I literally, like, because you know how the beds are, like, elevated. You can stick stuff under it. I had to pull stuff out, and there was just vomit. Oh. Like, that had fallen down and was sitting there. And I was like, after that, I was like, I'm done with you. Like, you don't respect my stuff. Yeah. You don't respect my, like, to not even check and clean everything.
We had very different freshman years.
And what's funny is that happened again with another roommate, like a similar situation. You were around during that time, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
But just so I know, that wasn't my fault, right? That roommate, I was literally the nicest I could have been.
No, that's so many.
I know, I'm literally going through because every time I'm like, you know, if something happens enough, usually the common denominator is you. I'm the problem. Maybe people can't live with me.
Yeah.
I'm the nicest, most laid back. Like, so many other people would have probably like,
the problem is you're probably too nice that you allow these people
into your
lives and you're trying to help them and eventually it's like, nope.
Yeah.
All right. So
hopefully she's doing better now.
So now we're sophomore year?
Yes.
All right. So my sophomore year, I roomed with a guy that was also had been a freshman with me and we became friends.
Yeah. I was saying, did you pick him? Because I feel like sophomore year, you can start picking.
Yeah. So the same thing with that Hell Your House place, you could pick who you wanted to room with. You could even pick the room you wanted. So me and my friend, we were like had a lot in common with like sports. He actually was the one, we were in a math class together. I'll never forget it. And in the Rutgers newspaper, he said, oh, look, because he knew that I was changing. I went in for landscape architecture, didn't do any classes because it's your freshman year. You're not taking any of the like stuff like that. And then I had realized that my freshman year that I wanted to get into sports. I went to sports, exercise science, sports management. And he's like, oh, you're trying to do this. You should look at the football. They're trying to hire student equipment managers. So he's the one who like pointed out that job to me. Anyway. He was awesome. We were really friendly. He had a girlfriend that he had since high school and they were like very serious. So every week from like Friday to Monday, he was gone. So I had the whole place to myself over the weekend. No issues. He was cool. He wasn't like obnoxious. He wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
We played like sports together. Like we did a lot of, intramural stuff. I think that's what it was called. Football, volleyball, like the house. We had teams. We won the championship, I believe, my sophomore year. Because, I'm pretty sure it was my sophomore year. We went undefeated in flag football. We had a lot of good athletes in our house, and I was the quarterback, and I was good. So yeah, that was a fond memory, winning that. That was crazy. I'll never forget the last play. It was awesome. We actually, and we had like a, there was a book in the house that people would write like memories and stuff. And we like wrote like this whole page of like the game and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. He was chill. My sophomore year was a lot better than my freshman year, just getting used to college. He was gone all the time. I kind of kept in touch with him. I haven't like messaged him or anything in a long time. I keep wanting to. I always think about him because, like I said, we had like good friendship. Yeah, that was it for me. Pretty chill for me so far.
Yeah. So my sophomore year was, I got to pick my roommate. And then I had two roommates in my sophomore year. I had the one that I picked in the beginning, and then I ended up moving to my other college in New York City halfway through. And it was because of my roommate. So it's funny. It's like the opposite. It's like, which by the way, I was just thinking about the first roommate. Like, I don't want to shame anybody for like living it up in college. Like, I definitely had my fun. I just meant more so like, I didn't want it to come across that I was, because people were like making fun of her for like being wild.
Yeah.
Which like you shouldn't do anyway. No. Like, it's somebody's choices. You can either decide if you want to be like,
well,
an advocate of that or not.
Yeah. I mean, a certain amount of ridicule is almost good in a way, because it's like, yo, you're crazy. You're going to like.
Or not ridicule, but like.
Warning.
Nice, like concern.
Yes. You want to let them know like you're going to do something.
I will also say we did also pick on the men who were making out with a lot of different girls. Yeah. Like, we had one friend who was
promiscuous.
Like, we always made fun of him because he was like with a different girl every week.
Yeah.
So it went both ways. It wasn't just picking on one. But anyway, I had the opposite problem with my second room. So my sophomore year, I had a roommate who was a really good friend of mine from the first year, and she had a serious boyfriend who had just, he went to a different college in freshman year and then got his grades up and transferred to the college, like to our college.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved him too. Like, I was friends with him. I was like, oh, this is great. We can all hang out. He started getting into like drugs, which I was not aware of. And he would break into our room and they would have arguments. And then so our rooms had a code, like a number code. So if any, which is kind of like bad now I'm thinking about it, because like, if you say you date somebody or even bring somebody back to your room and they see your code, they could come in whenever, like you don't know these people. So that's basically what happened. So he knew our code, obviously, because he was her boyfriend, but then they started fighting all the time and we'd be asleep, literally like dead of night. All of a sudden we would hear the code come in and the door just slam open and him continue the fight that they were having on a text message. God. I'm like, guys, I have class. And this is like weekdays. Yeah. I'm like, but he was definitely like on drugs. It was like 2 a.m. He would come in and like be screaming. I'd be like telling him he needs to go. And then she'd be like, no, I'm going to go with him. I'm like, you really shouldn't go. Like, what? That's the hard part. It's like, you want to be a helpful person, but you also like can't keep inserting yourself into these like really messed up situations that are going to affect you as well.
I mean, that's just life. It's, you know, college academically is preparing you for your next occupation or whatever you're trying to get into, but it's also preparing you for life and how to deal with people, how to deal with different people that you're not used to.
I think the last straw was like, and they broke up during this time. We're still fighting and like seeing each other and like, It was a mess. That's where I lost a bunch of weight, because I just didn't want to be in my room anymore. So I would spend time like at, one of my friends was training to be a trainer. So I would go to the gym and like have him, I would do trainer sessions. Then I would just sit on the cardio machine and like listen to stuff, or I'd go sit in the cafeteria. Yeah. So I lost a lot of weight because I was learning a lot about exercise and like work or like eating healthy.
I also lost a lot of weight because I was working for the football team and started eating healthy.
Yeah, we're like the opposite of college kids.
I gained... My freshman year, I probably gained a little bit, but then once I got the job for the football team and I was running around like crazy at the practices and a lot of classes and just doing so much and eating a lot better than I had been like previously to college, I think I got down like 135.
Yeah.
And I think it was my junior year when my one teacher was like, are you on drugs? You're like, so I'm like, no, just very active.
So yours was, active, and mine was... out of necessity for being out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely a very toxic relationship that I witnessed a couple times in college, but we'll also get to that in the next. But anyway, like, I think my last straw was they broke up. We had our code changed. Like, we asked the guy, like, you can get it changed, obviously, mm-hmm. if somebody gets it and you don't want it. So then he used to, like, try to get in the room by knocking, which also wasn't great.
Yeah.
But eventually, like, she gave him the code again. Oh, and God. We started going through the same thing where he'd come in and yell. And, like,
yep.
And I was like, this is never going to end. It's just going to keep, like, she's just going to keep circling. And there's nothing I could do. And, yeah. And then that also at that time, a lot of the times we would go hang out with friends. It was like frat parties. And I like just wasn't into the scene. I was going to say, I won't blame it all on my bad roommate situation. That was a big plus for why I wanted to leave. But yeah, it was not my vibe. Like
College in general.
It's cool because I got like almost half of a regular college experience where there was like frat houses and house parties.
Yeah.
And like getting broken up by the cops and dorm drinking and yep. stuff. But it wasn't for me. And then, so then I decided I was going to go to New York City. And I remember she was super upset. I was like,
really?
Well, cause I was leaving halfway through the semester and she was going to have to get
a new roommate. Yeah.
New roommate. It wasn't cause she was upset. Cause she, I barely saw her. All she was doing was hanging out with her.
She was just
boyfriend,
happy you
ex-boyfriend.
You were okay dealing with their craziness.
Yeah. And I even thought, I was like, she kind of was a little messed up because so when her boyfriend, I thought about this the other day randomly, her boyfriend lived or went to a different college in freshman year and I had a car and her and one of her other friends from their hometown both were at this college and both wanted to go visit that other college. So she, I remember, was like trying to set me up with his friend at that other college to try and get me to want to go there because I had a car.
Yeah.
And then after I went and like, I definitely realized this guy was like not a good guy. She kept pushing it. And I was like, okay, you don't have my best interest in mind. Yeah. Like you just want my
car.
You're
just using me.
Yeah. So I don't feel as mad now after I was processing all of this. But again, I wish her well. I think she's having a kid now and it seems like things are better for her. So I'm happy. But haven't seen her again since then. What else? Oh, and then the other half of the year was with Kara, who I'm still friends with.
We aren't mentioning names.
I can mention her name because I...
It was good. All good things.
It's good. The only good one.
Yeah.
What's it called? Yeah, Kara. We were each other's bridesmaids in our weddings. Well, technically hers got canceled because of COVID, but I was supposed to be a bridesmaid. We both had kids around the same time. So that's a good story. But yeah, we got lucky because we both started halfway through the year and the same thing happened to her. She left her old college
really?
Because of a bad situation.
That's, and I guess maybe they knew that. They're like, oh, maybe these people will be
I also
together.
Think, well, we were the only two. We were called the new girls, like, the whole time.
Who's
so we
that
kinda
girl?
Like,
it's Lauren and Kara.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, yeah, then mine kind of slows down because I was her roommate again in junior year.
All right, so junior year.
I say, oh, the only creepy things that she used to do, which she knows about because I would tell her, was she would, like, sit up in the middle of the night.
Oh, like sleepwalk kind of
like
stuff?
Like sleep sitting.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you good? Like, I would just be like working and I'd look over.
Yeah.
And then she would like mumble something and fall back asleep. But yeah, that was really it. Otherwise, she was the most chill roommate.
All right, junior year. This is where my...
You're welcome, Kara.
So junior year, we got to pick again and I had made friends with another guy throughout the year. Or no. So Justin, this is the year I became food coordinator. I think my sophomore year and then I got food coordinator again. So food coordinator at the house was basically... You would go twice a week to like a BJ's or Costco. I can't remember which one we went to. Buy almost like $1,000. You'd buy all the food for the house. We'd plan the meals. So we had to plan Monday through Friday, all the meals, just dinner.
Wait, this junior year?
This I'm pretty sure I started my or no. Yeah, so I did it. It went by semesters. Mm-hmm. So I did it because my sophomore year, I was the historian, which was nonsense. You just take pictures and like
stupid.
And then my junior year is when I became the food coordinator. And I did it because Justin, who's one of my best friends.
Oh, I thought we weren't saying names.
Well, Justin, who's one of my best friends now, he was the food coordinator. I always go, we'd go do it together. Right? Mm. Even though I wasn't the food coordinator, I'd go help him because it was like something to do. And then he became the president that year. And he had made friends with this other guy who was going to Rutgers but wasn't in the Hellier House. He came to Hellier House that year and he became my roommate. I had like hung out with him, was friends with him.
Yeah.
And he was okay. He was cool. Like we stayed friends afterwards. We like would go snowboarding and stuff. He just had this very bad habit of leaving dirty dishes in the room and he would never clean them.
I've done. Kara definitely yelled at me a couple times. I feel like with me and Kara, I was the bad roommate.
We should ask Karen how bad you were.
I should ask her. But yeah, I was definitely bad at leaving plates and then kind of like forgetting about them. And she would be like, Lauren.
Well, disgusting. He would leave stuff and like mold would get in.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. That was me.
I never did.
Not that. All the time. Just when things were, when I had a lot going on.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, we had like an industrial kitchen. So it was no, and like the kitchen was on your way out. So it was just pure laziness, not bringing your.
Mine was out of the way.
So still. We would eventually, like me and Justin, because so we had a top floor. Our rooms were all the way in the back. I had the one side with my roommate, and Justin had the other side. And he was alone because the president got their own room. It was like one of the no roommate.
The perk.
So me and Justin would like take his dirty plates and like put them on his bed and like put them all over to make. And he,
oh my God.
He would, then he would stack them up and then he would. Just put him outside the room and then just sit. And eventually we would like put him on his laptop because he was like really, he was like a computer programmer engineer or something like that. Put him on his laptop. We just always things like messing with him. But again, he was, we were like, because we picked or someone picked each other. We were cool. We were chill. He was like, he's a musician. So he helped, he like, I was starting to learn to play guitar then. So he like helped me with that. Yeah, no major issues with him. Besides the dirty dishes, we were chill. We hung out a lot. Again, it was pretty
chill. We had a pretty chill junior.
Was pretty cool, pretty chill for me. Did a lot of the food coordinator stuff. I don't think he was. I'm trying to remember who the food coordinator was. I remember who it was. Yeah, it was a friend of mine. It was pretty chill.
I remember our room, people thought it was cool because like all the, when I was with Kara, her dad does like carpentry work. Yeah. So he has a lot of like square tiles of just like leftover material. Yeah. So he collected a bunch and he made us this giant, our room was basically like almost carpeted, but everybody loved it. So then I was going to say my roommate stories start going downhill again after I didn't know what I had till I was gone. Basically, Kara wanted to stay in the dorms for our senior year.
Yeah.
But I had two other friends that were going to be renting an apartment. And I was like, oh, that'd be so cool because we don't have to like sneak alcohol in.
Yeah.
Also, most of us were turning 21 at that point, I think, senior year, right? And we were like, yeah, we don't want to like, if we're.
Wait, so that you're going to senior now or you're going to junior?
I said junior was Kara.
Yeah. You guys were all good.
Yeah. Well, junior year was. Right. Easy as far as I know, unless I caused problems, but
gotcha.
As far as like our situation, nothing crazy happened.
So now we're going to your senior year.
I think if anything, I had some friends that were like picking on Kara.
Yeah.
And I was like the one that was always nice and like trying to stand up for her. So if anything, yeah, we had a good relationship as far as I know.
So now we're
still
going,
talk.
So now we're going to your senior year.
Yes.
You're going to skip. Should I go or no? Continue with the back and forth.
I thought you did junior.
I did my junior.
Yeah.
And now you did your junior. Nothing happened.
Yes.
So it was then boring.
You wanted to do your senior.
All right.
It was boring. It was which is good because I feel like, no, junior year is not your most boring year. Well, kind of because you have to pick internships.
Yeah, it kind of be. Kind of can be.
So it's probably a good thing that it
was. So my senior year, I left Hellier House because I had three friends that were like childhood friends that were going to Rutgers. And we all got a house together, like on campus house, apartment, whatever. So my senior year, I went, it was me and four of my friends. One of them was Dan's, who when he got his new roommate, his freshman year, he made friends with Eric.
Yeah.
And then Eric came to, so it was me, Dan.
Are you using names now?
Oh yeah.
Well, because you're still friends with all of them.
Yeah. Anyway, so we got a house together and it was, I was roommates with Dan. And we great. Me and Dan, like, we had our, like, roommates.
Yeah,
I had more housemates, but my roommate, I was in a room with Dan. No issues. We were always cool together. We both got, like, super sick one time together. And I'll never forget. That was when he was with Sue. Sue came over to, like, help bring his food. And the room stunk because we were both, like, farting real bad. Because we both had, like, stomach. I don't know how we both, like, maybe one of us got it and passed to the other. But I remember her coming in and being like, oh, my God. And so, like, we were both just in there, like, moaning, like.
Oh my
like
God.
Farting and stuff. I'll never forget that.
that sounds like a very nice sentimental moment.
But when things start getting a little, because it's tough. Living with one person, okay, manageable. Like I said, me and Dan, all good.
Yeah.
But
you had multiple people
in
the same house.
I had three other people who lived in the house. One person who had the smallest room, he was by himself. And then my two other friends lived in the, or were in another room, the bigger room. And we got bed bugs. And we couldn't, everyone, oh, we don't know where they're coming from. We don't know where they're coming from. Until my one friend decided to lift up his mattress and discover he had like a colony of bed bugs under his mattress.
Oh my God.
So we had to get our whole like house fumigated. And it was terrible.
Didn't we have, yeah, me and you had bed bugs once.
Yeah.
Did we get them from him?
No, maybe. Who knows?
I remember bagging up our stuff and having to bring it to the laundromat. Yeah, it was terrible. I'll never forget
that. So that was sucked, having the bed bugs. We had like a couple get into our room, but it was mostly like our living room, because the one bedroom that the bed bugs were in was like right next to like our living room. So they got in, they fumigated, it was all, they got dealt with. At the time, so my friends were also in a band and we had a basement there. So we would have shows in our basement. It was awesome. We'd have like all these parties and shows. Everyone was like over 21. We had a lot of fun there. And then one morning I woke up and was going to like brush my teeth or like go to the bathroom. And I walked in and the sink was full of piss and it wasn't draining.
Yeah, I was going to say why.
I don't know why it was. I don't know if the thing, the plunger plug, whatever was there. I don't know why it wasn't draining. I was just a sink full of piss. And I remember talking to my roommate and be like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, sometimes I do that. And we're all like, what the hell?
Why?
He's just like, when I get drunk, sometimes it's easier. Because he was a tall guy.
It's easier. You know who it is.
I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say. But you know who it is. I'm almost doing his voice.
But why? I just don't understand. If you're already in a place where the
yes, there's no reason. Is. And I believe he may or may not still do it from time to time.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that sucked.
Better not at our house.
I don't believe he. Anyway. Yeah, that was the major issues from that time, my senior year. That was cool. It was a lot of fun. Definitely going, like, we had, you know, it was a learning experience and having to live with four other guys and in one house and keeping it sanitary at times is a little difficult, and having parties there all the time was cool. But
yeah, I feel like guys' houses were never, anytime we got invited to a party at a guy's house, it was like
me and Dan had our room.
I just wouldn't touch anything.
Our room was like the clean room.
Okay.
Because we both were like keeping it up, like tidy. The rest of the house and the other rooms and the basement were not so clean. It was a little gross at times. But it was fun. You know, I'm living with all my, like some of my best friends. So we had a great time.
Yeah.
Besides those couple experiences, everything else was pretty cool.
That was senior year?
That was my senior year. But just as a side note, I'll go into it once you're done. I did 4.5 semesters because I could only take so many credits because I was doing the football job.
Oh.
So, and even though I did summer classes too, to try to like catch up to it. And I was like minoring in something. So I needed to do an extra semester there.
Gotcha.
So I have, actually I have two more houses.
Oh my God.
To go, two more years of houses.
Well, actually I do too.
Mm-hmm.
So then senior year, I was going back. Kara wanted to stay in the dorms. And I really wanted to rent an apartment because I wanted to have the freedom to like decorate as I wanted and like
live on your own.
But I wanted my own kitchen, like, because we had a shared kitchen.
Yeah.
And just like no rule, like nobody being like, oh,
you're an adult. You want to have the freedom.
Also, the dorm, you had to like check in, get. You had to like, the one that we had, because it was in New York City, you had to like, there was a front desk guy and you had to make sure.
I think it's good your first 2 years there. But after that, if you like, especially once you're like 21.
Yeah.
And you're more of an adult, you should go live more on your own.
So that's why Kara and my roommate situation ended. I forget who she roomed with her last year. I think she had her own room actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I moved in with my two other friends at the time, and we moved. Oh, I was with them in two different locations actually. Our first place was awesome. We were like on the Upper West Side. I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah. That's when
was a really nice location. It was like right by Columbia.
Yeah.
Like right there. That was when we first met.
Yeah.
And that was okay. We had my one roommate was in a room by herself because it was really small. So that we basically had two like closet sized bedrooms and then one enormous room. So technically we all could have had our own room, but we were like, but none of us could afford to pay. Cause I said, it's not fair for one person to have that huge freaking room.
Yeah.
But I said, but none of us could afford to like pay the extra money. Cause I said, whoever has that room should pay more of the rent because you're getting a bunch more space. And it had the windows. It was like one of the only rooms with windows.
I remember that.
So to make it fair, two of us, we had that room that me and one of my friends shared, and then our other roommate lived in one of the tiny bedrooms by herself.
Yeah.
And then we had a tiny bedroom that just had the like futon in it.
Yep.
That we still have in the house.
That's here. That futon?
It's the same futon.
That thing is move that thing around a lot.
Yeah. Which was kind of nice because when we had friends come stay over, like Bobby stayed over when he was our friend.
Before we were together.
Yes. He stayed in there. Yeah, it was nice. We had like an extra space for anybody who, we had a guest room, even though we were like college kids. So it was really nice. Like the location was great. The apartment was great. It was like a 4-floor walk up, which kind of sucked.
Oh.
We had no elevator or... And we had a rooftop. Yep. I don't know if we ever took you to that.
Yeah, but remember?
We weren't supposed to be
up there. Went there with my junior roommate, and we got pretty drunk up there.
Yeah, it was fun up there. We weren't supposed to be up there, so we had to like sneak up.
Yeah, but, I remember that. That was St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it was. That situation only started deteriorating toward the end of me living there when you started hanging out.
Yeah.
Because you were there for some of it. But basically, one of our... there's a bunch of stuff going on. This is when it starts getting like more real world consequence type roommate situations.
People are getting jobs and stuff.
No, I meant like.
Oh, I know.
People could get arrested for what was going on. So,
that was Queens more so, but
that's when it got worse. Yeah. So it started here though.
Yes.
So there, like my two other room, I was doing an internship. They were still just, I think they were a year behind me, if I remember correctly. I was a year above them. So I was graduating earlier than them. Junior year. So I was like doing internships. I was going to school and working technically, and they were just going to school and not working. So they had a lot more free time, but they started doing a little bit more drugs, nothing crazy, but like more drugs.
Yeah.
A lot of prescription pills. A lot of like other things I won't mention from time to time.
Drugs.
Things
Bad
I didn't
drugs.
Do, which is fine. Like whatever. I mean,
well, it's not fine, but...
It's not fine, but, like, I can't police you. Like, it wasn't to the extent where I thought there was a big problem yet. I was like, oh, it's, like, more recreational. I guess it's fine. I also wasn't around as much, so I didn't know the extent of it. Our one friend had bipolar disorder, and I learned later on, because she would have bipolar to the point where... She would like be totally fine and pleasant and happy and like the sweetest person. And then all of a sudden,
just
something would happen.
Rage.
And she would just have pure rage. And like, as somebody who has anxiety, it was like not a good situation for me. Like, I would feel horrible after she would like go on these yelling sprees. And she would basically like spew like the meanest stuff she could think of to you. Like, oh my God. I can't, like, I feel like some of this, like, he was there for one of her blow ups. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of times where I just like blacked it out because I was like, I've never been talked to like somebody like this from somebody over nothing, like the smallest things. I think one of her weird blow ups was like, I bought cold cuts for myself to make sandwiches because I had to go to work straight from school. So I need food or else I can't go get food. And I came back and my other roommate's boyfriend had eaten all my cold cuts. So not the bipolar boyfriend.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
So I just I was like, hey, listen, like, if you're gonna eat my cold cuts, that's fine. But I need you to like replenish them right away so that I'm not planning to eat them and then go to make my sandwich and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what to do for lunch day. And so our friend who's bipolar heard that. And 3 days later, all of a sudden blew up at me while we were all hanging out saying like, oh, well, we're too good. We can't eat Lauren's food. She should just put her
was
name
I
on
there
it.
For that one? This is somewhat.
I don't know.
No, I can't.
We were with a bunch of friends though. I'm like, what are you doing? And I was like, and literally I was the nicest I could have been. I was angry that her boyfriend, he's not even our roommate.
Yeah.
Why is your boyfriend eating my food? It doesn't make any sense. And it'd be different if it was like he used my ketchup or like a slice of bread.
Yeah.
Like that's
but
something easy to.
Was
he
there
ate
like
all my cold cuts.
One so serving like, left or was there a lot of servings?
No, there was nothing left. He
no,
ate
I'm
the
saying,
last of
did
it.
He eat like one serving's worth or did he eat like a bunch?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
There was just none left.
Gotcha.
I could have had it. But also cold cuts are expensive for a college kid on top of it.
Especially in the city.
That's what she said. Oh, because that's what she said. She was like, oh, he said he'll pay you back. He'll get it back. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't. Now I have to figure out my lunch for that day.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You just put me in a bad situation.
Yeah.
I was like, it's fine. I'm just letting you know for next time. So she blew up about that. That's just like little tiny things that
set her off.
And it was bad. And like, there was a couple times where she would. So basically at the end of that whole thing, I had told the roommate that like I was living with, because I was closer with her. like living within the room, I was like, I don't think I want to. Oh, because they were talking about getting another apartment at that time, a cheaper one. And I was like, I don't think I can live with, I said, you're fine, but like, I don't think I can live with her anymore. Like, I can't. I was like, I understand she has bipolar, but like, it's not healthy for me to be yelled at like that out of nowhere. And she, so then they had this whole thing. Then I remember she like called me and like crying and saying she's so sorry. And like, it's just, it's her illness. And like, she hadn't been taking her meds. I was like, well, why am you taking your meds? That's why you've been worse. So she's like, I'm gonna get back on my meds. And like, I'm so sorry, I'll work on it. So then I felt terrible and was like, all right, fine. Like, and at the time I was like, who am I gonna live with anyway? Like, me and you had just started dating.
Yeah, we're like 3 months.
Like, who am I gonna live with? At that time I was graduating college, so I couldn't go back to the dorms and I didn't want to move back home and commute in. That would have been terrible. And thus sets up the last time I ever had roommates and the worst year ever.
That was terrible.
I feel like we're not even going to have time for your scary stories,
I'll skim through some.
But I guess we'll go to yours first before my possible felony year of having roommates that I knew nothing about.
So my super senior year, me and two of the guys that I had a house with, they both had more semesters. But one friend graduated, two of them graduated.
And so this is your year after graduating?
My super senior year. I needed one more semester. So I did 4.5 semesters, not 4.
Yep.
I think the two other guys also, or they had, I can't remember exactly why, but we got a house together, a different house. That's when we started dating. And it was okay. Our house was cool. We had more basement shows. I had my own room, which was nice.
I liked that house.
The house was cool.
For a little bit I was there. Because it was only you and two other guys.
It was me and two other guys.
Yeah.
And I had a good room. We had a lot of fun there. That's when me and you started dating. So when you would come back and like sometimes the house would like kind of be gross. And I remember like one time, and it's funny because it's funny the things that stick with you. And I'll never forget this. So one time you had come over and like the bathroom was gross. Like the hair from like them shaving was all over. It was like gross. I remember like texting them or like talking to them being like mean almost. And I remember one friend said,
I have a girl coming over.
I remember one friend said, you attract more flies with honey instead of vinegar. And that's always stuck with me. And I remember being like, I'm sorry. Like, I'll be better about like asking you guys ahead of time instead of just.
Well, I don't know. You told me I was being too nice to people and I was I kept attracting bad people because I would like to.
I mean, these
are
like
everything.
Friends. These are like good friends.
No,
of mine.
I know. It's a good sentence.
They were basically just being like, all right, like, sorry we did that. But, you know, we did. Yeah. I think it was more so just they didn't know you were coming over.
Yeah.
And they would have like happily like straightened up, but I didn't tell them kind of thing. I can't remember exactly. My one other friend who lived with us in the last house, I feel like halfway through or something like that, he needed a place to stay. I can't remember if he needed to go to college or I think he had a job there. So we let him essentially sleep in the floor of our living room.
Oh my God.
And it got kind of rough there because he wasn't the cleanest of people.
Yeah.
And it was a little annoying. It wasn't terrible. Like, it was still like one of my best friends. But he was basically just like living in the living room, which was a little rough.
Yeah.
That's when you and I were dating, and I will never forget one of the first times like you would come over. So I had a lock because I had like a computer. I had like some nicer stuff, and the area isn't the best, but it wasn't terrible. But I couldn't lock the handle of my door. So I made my own lock using like a padlock. And I never forget. So Lauren had come over and you like passed out in the room. And then me and Justin, we wanted to go get pizza. I remember like talking to you and you were kind of like sleep, like tired, and you didn't want to come. And I don't remember if I told you or asked you.
Well, but there was still a party going on.
There was still a party, and you didn't want anyone coming in to the room. And
I was sleeping. I didn't want
And I don't remember if I told you or not, but I essentially locked you in the room from the outside.
I think you told me.
Yeah. I'll never.
I think you tried to because you didn't want me to wake up and think I was like being held hostage.
Yeah. But I'll never forget that because I always felt like bad doing it. But I remember me and Justin went and got pizza. And
I mean, it's better than some strange drunk guy.
Yeah, I mean, you'd rather be, I mean, you could go out, you know, go to the window and get someone to unlock it or whatever. Anyway, yeah. I'll never forget that. And I remember I came back. I remember I brought pizza back for you. Remember you ate it the next morning. Like, oh my God, it's so good. Oh my God.
Go, because I woke up and I was like, I'm starving. Yeah. And then you were like, here, I got it.
Brought pizza back for you.
Yeah, I have good memories at that house.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, no major issues. Yeah, we never had the cops called on us. We'd have like basement shows, like bands.
Yeah, I think that helped you because it wasn't as loud. Maybe because it was in the basement.
Yeah. And the same with the last house too. We never had the cops called on us, even though we had like parties and a lot of people coming in and out. Oh, I remember it was funny. The last house where it was the five of us, like halfway through or three quarters of the way through, the landlord decided he wanted to try and so we had a legit basement and he wanted to finish it to add more rooms. So we had like construction that they would start doing. And we had like the construction guys like in our parking lot that we had and coming in at all different hours. And like, they were cool. We started like, you know, we were friendly with them. And then, oh yeah. And then we had that huge storm. And so the basement got flooded and all of my friends' musical equipment got destroyed. And I remember the landlord was like, oh, did you not leave the water? I'm like, no, dude, like it flooded. It came in. We could see the damage because we wanted to like go through the insurance or whatever.
Yeah.
But so I remember, side note, so he like made the room and finished it, but the town or whatever, the city wouldn't let him rent them out because of like restrictions or something. So he pretty much did all that for nothing.
Wow.
But yeah, that was pretty much it. That's when you and I were together more. And then I was there. I guess I was there most of the year there on and off.
Yeah. What, that? The basement one?
The basement house. I think you and I... It's so hard to like, I'm trying to remember like how things like timed up because we weren't dating when I moved in there, I don't think.
No, you weren't.
So it must have been.
Because the first time I came over, you guys were already living there.
I think we started, we met like halfway through my time there because I started the internship. I was only interning.
Yeah, you weren't there for a full year when we
met. Yeah.
So it was probably half.
So I guess most of the year I was there. But all right, let's go. So to quickly, before you go, I'll just, so. After that house.
Yeah, so you might as well just sum up your...
So role. After that house, me, those same guys, and two more guys, well, they were all still the band, we moved like a couple blocks over and got another house. And this is when Laura and I were like dating more. And I slept, so I paid rent and all that stuff, but I slept in that house a total of like three or four times and throughout a whole year.
Yeah. I was only there one... I have very vivid memories of the one time I was at that house. Oh, I came for the draft.
Yeah, I know.
And I think
we
slept over. You were like, yeah, it's going to be awesome, blah, blah. And then I literally was just trapped in your room for like 4 hours.
Yeah, we did our fantasy football
draft.
After
that, I was like, I'm never coming again. Yeah, I think I was just watching TV for like 4 hours in your room. But I have a vivid memory of like going into the kitchen and there was just a huge box of just various plasticware on the floor. And I was like, okay. And then I went into the bathroom and there was no toilet paper. And I came back to you and you were like, oh yeah, we keep it in our room. I was like, why do you keep the toilet paper in your room?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I guess it was like a hot commodity for guys that need to, like, I think you guys didn't want them using it all. I don't know. Those are the two vivid memories I have of that.
I just remember like sleeping in that room like four or five times at most.
Damn.
Because me and you were together and I stayed with you.
Yeah.
Go to you.
So we moved. I should have. The thing that makes me the most mad about the situation is like I didn't want to live there. Like I didn't want to live with them again. I was like, it was a bad situation. Like I would rather just be.
It was mostly
because
we were like a couple months into dating. It was a little premature for us to get.
Yeah. So again, I had the same situation. I couldn't move into the dorms because I was out of college. I didn't want to move home, and I didn't want to live with you because we had just started dating. So I was like, so I kind of like they talked me into it. I think I was trying to get Kara on board to like live with me, but then she ended up, I think, moving back home for a little bit. But then, so I agreed and I said, I was like, you're gonna like take your meds, right? And like, we're gonna talk about things, not yell about things. And she's like, yeah, totally. So then we moved to Queens and it was the worst. It was like, because our parents weren't helping anymore. Like I think, or no, the first time, yes. So the first apartment we had, my mom agreed to continue paying whatever she would have paid for the dorms because I was still technically in college and I couldn't work enough to pay for rent.
Yeah.
Which made sense. But I had to get a part-time job, which I did. So once I graduated, I was on my own. And So that's why we changed from Manhattan to Queens, because that was all I could afford.
Yep.
And we literally had to live like so far away from the subway in not a nice area. Mm-hmm. That's also where that story we talked about with the driving podcast where his tires got stolen.
Yep.
Yeah, it was not, I did not feel safe there. But anyway, so we basically lived in somebody's house. Like the landlord and his mother lived on the bottom floor and we lived on the top floor. And it was like the actual apartment was nice.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
It was pretty big. We had a good
view. We had a good view of the balcony. Yep.
All the bedrooms were big, yep. Which we weren't used to. The bathroom was fine. The kitchen was good.
You remember like seeing the house and being like, oh, it's actually really nice.
Yeah, for what we were paying. I was like, wow. I was like, this is great. So then we moved in there. I'm trying to remember the chain of events that happened. They were still into drugs, like we carried over from the last conversation. But most of the time it was weed, which was fine. But they had a drug dealer guy that they would have come over to give them weed and he would like hang out. Meanwhile, I kind of half knew what was happening at that house because I was working a full-time job at the time. Yeah,
well, you were working a job. I was at the intern. I was a PA.
Or not full-time. I was doing all different stuff. That's when I was like, I was being a waitress. Then I was doing the handout thing.
Yeah, but you were also.
Then I finally got a job halfway through.
Yeah. But you also were doing like the teleprompting.
Yeah, I was doing a bunch of different stuff.
And this is when I was.
So I was basically not there. Yeah,
this is when they hired me. I was a PA.
Yeah.
I had a legit job.
Bobby would come over a lot, especially. The biggest reason was because I didn't want to walk from the subway to the house. So I was like, if Bobby comes back, and we tended to work in the same area. So I was like, if we both take the subway back, you can walk me and like, I won't feel as scared or whatever. And then I just liked being around you anyway. But that was like the extra, like, you have to come with me all the time.
Yeah.
So eventually every time I would come home, this drug dealer guy would be in our apartment. And I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, he was okay. He was
fine.
You know, he was a little odd, but he was nice.
Yeah, he didn't seem scary. He was nice, the drug dealer. anyway.
Does your mom know this?
She knows some of it.
Oh, okay.
Because I told her why I had to get out of that.
Yes, true.
I had to break the lease, basically, which is a whole other thing.
Well, not really.
I did. I mean, I didn't break the lease.
You didn't break the lease. You just left. We left.
Well, hold on. So we had little issues that started building up. So there was that. Then there was a couple times I would come home and there would be a bunch of people I had no idea who they were in the house, like partying. Which is fine. Like, whatever. I literally like just kept going. I was like, all right, this is fine. Like, whatever. Eventually the people started getting sketchier and I wasn't too thrilled about it. Like it was like the drug dealer and his friends. And I'm like, okay. So then we would, I tried to make the best of the situation as I could. She was still having her like bipolar episodes, which like at this point I had agreed to move in. So I knew that was happening. They got really bad into prescription drugs, like to the point where they would just be like laying in the living room and not like understanding what was happening. I would come home, our front door, keep in mind, like we're in a bad part of Queens. Our front door would just be wide open.
Yeah.
There was
unlocked.
Wide open. Yes, unlocked, wide open. There was one night, I'll never forget. I woke up at like 2 a.m, everybody's asleep. I went to the bathroom and come out and our front door is wide open. And I'm like, which side note before I forget, kind of funny because when they moved into their next apartment without me, they got robbed because they left their front door open and somebody came in while they were asleep. They are so lucky that nothing happened to them and somebody just came in and stole from them. But they were asleep in their apartment and somebody came in and stole stuff. So I'm not being neurotic. It literally happened to you guys. And I would yell at them all the time, or not yell at them, but I'd be like, why is the front door open? We are living in a bad part of Queens.
Yeah.
We are three young girls. Why are you leaving the door open? So that caused me a lot. I was at the height of my anxiety.
Oh, yeah,
I was
bad.
Passing out on subways. I went to see a doctor. They put me on Zoloft. Like it was bad and it was all from them. And then, so I would like literally come home and lock myself in my room. I did not feel comfortable being out in the living room. And it was kind of sad because I was really close with the one girl and she just got so into like drugs and this like really bad, sketchy group of friends. I just like couldn't, like I would talk to her about it, but like she didn't want to listen to me. She like, yeah, it was bad. Anyway, there's one day that I have a full-time job now, a really nice full-time job that I'm like proud of and like working my ass off with. I come home. Bobby's for some reason was not with me this day. I walk into our apartment and I see my two roommates sitting in the middle of the floor with, I don't need, like, felony amounts, like, I can't, like, pillowcase size plastic bags filled with weed. And I just, I walk in and I like immediately shut the door because I know that our landlord, so leading up to this too, our landlord's mother had been I was the only one that really like left the house every day to go work. She was waiting in the stairwell one day when you weren't there and caught me and was like, I smell weed coming from your guys' apartment. Your boyfriend is another roommate. You need to be like paying for him. I'm like, okay, first of all, that's not how this works. It's like, he's not another roommate. He is in my room with me. And she's like, oh, well, he uses extra water. Oh, because the water was included or something. He uses extra water. You need to pay for the extra water. I was like, whatever. I was like, but so then, she was complaining. She was like, the next time I smell weed, I'm calling the cops. She was like freaking out. She hated us. And I literally was like, girl, I'm on the same page as you. I was like, I don't even want to live here. I'm trying to move out. And then her whole tone changed. She's like, oh, I was like, my boyfriend's here because I'm like scared of my roommates. And like, and her whole tone changed. And then I was like the only one she liked after we had this conversation. I was like, I'm going to work every day. Yeah. I was like, I'm not doing, you think I'm doing drugs upstairs?
Yeah.
So anyway, back to me walking in on a nightmare. I walked in and they're just sitting there. Like they're just sitting in the middle with this. And I'm like, what is happening? And they just go, we found this. I was like, what do you mean you found this? They were like in our apartment. I was like, where? And she was like, they're like, I don't know if they were also on drugs during this because they were way too calm.
Probably.
They were probably on prescription drugs. But she was like, this one was behind my TV. She was like, none in your room. I was like, thanks.
Great.
Great. The silver lining.
Yeah.
It was because I locked myself in there and I locked the door to my room every time I would leave because I didn't want anybody in there. But so there was at least like five or six of these like pillowcase size, felony size bags of weed that were hidden in our apartment in various places. They basically found one behind the TV and then freaked out and started looking all around our apartment. So the drug dealer guy was dating my one roommate, which like I kind of knew, but didn't, like they were like official, but not whatever. And so she was like, we called him, we yelled at him. Oh, cause I said, I was like, this is not okay. Get this out of our apartment. Like if I said, our landlord wants to call the cops on us for smoking weed. If she were to do that right now and police were coming in, like they're not going to care what we say.
Yeah.
We're all getting arrested for like felony weed. And I'll like, meanwhile, my life's going good. I'm like dating you. I have a good job. I'm like trying to get out of this bad situation. And I was like, these girls are going to get me arrested. My life is going to be over because of these people. So then they're like, we called him and yelled at him and like, it's over. He's not coming back to the apartment. This is and I was like, yeah, I would hope so. This is a very huge like breach of trust of any human being I think I've ever seen. So like, she goes, she's like, we told him that we're not here. We told him that you came home and found, or that they left because they were so angry with him. They didn't want to see him and that I'm home. And they were like, that he's going to come get it from you. And I was like, so this drug dealer is coming to get these drugs from me, who he thinks is alone in the apartment. And she was like, yeah, but don't worry. We're going to be like in her bedroom. So if anything happens, we'll come right out. I'm like, what are you going to do? So then they're like, okay, you know what? They were like, bad plan. We're going to put all this in a duffel bag. And then you could just take the duffel bag out to the car. And I was like, oh, okay. So like an accessory to a felony. I was like, the second I take that out of the house, I am now considered like a transporter of drugs. I would rather that not be the case. So then they were like, oh, because they were like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I was just like, no, I am not touching this.
Yeah.
I was like, this is your guys' mess. I was like, if anything, I should leave and you guys should be the ones that have to deal with this. I should have. That should have been my plan. I should have been like, I'm leaving the house. But where was I going to go? I was like in Queens.
Yeah,
at night.
You can't just.
So luckily this guy came. Oh, he comes and he's like pissed. And he just comes in. He's like, yo. Oh, he comes in. He just goes, sorry.
Sorry.
It's cool. Just take it. He just like takes all the drugs and he's like, oh, his main thing to me was like, heard she was hanging out with a guy last night. And I was like, I don't know.
Get out.
Like, I don't know. I have my own life away from your guys, like toxic, whatever the hell is happening. I was just like, I don't know. That's something you have talked to her about. Can you just go? Meanwhile, then he leaves with all the drugs and I'm like, if he was that mad at her, he could have like called the cops and been like, hey, here's a tip. There's a bunch of weed. I mean, I'm sure it would have lost him a bunch of money. Yeah. So you wouldn't want to do that. I think I told my mom that. And that's when I told her, I said, I have to get out of here. Like, these girls do not care if they ruin my life. I was like, because if it doesn't matter what I tell the cops, like, yeah, nobody's going to know who was involved, who wasn't involved. Like, it would. Yeah. So after that, Bobby stayed with me every night. So I was like, I'm not staying alone with these people. I need somebody here. Then we hadn't been dating long, but Bobby was like, you're in a really bad situation. And like, I want to help. Like, maybe we can get a part. So we started looking into apartments together. So I paid for 2 New York City apartments. I had like no money to do anything besides pay for these 2 New York City apartments just so I could get out of this bad situation. And then I'm pretty sure like a couple weeks before we could move into our new apartment, because I think I had to pay for 2 apartments for like 3 months, 3 or 4 months.
It was something like that. Yeah. A
couple weeks before, I come home and oh, who's sitting in our living room? The drug dealer guy. And I was like,
he's back.
I was in literal shock. My one roommate friend like came over and was like, I know. She's like, I know this looks bad that like he's back, but like he's changed. And I was like,
he's changed.
I was just like, you know what? Like, I think Bye. That's when I told her, I was like, I know I hadn't told you guys this yet, but like, I'm waiting for this other apartment. I'm leaving. And they were just like, it was rough. I was just like,
it was bad.
And even the day we were moving out, my mom kind of knew because we were stepping over my roommates to like get stuff because they were so drugged out. And like, there was nothing I remember like talking to her. I was like, my one roommate, I was like, you're better than this. Like, I don't know. Cause she was getting the drugs from my other roommate because she was getting prescriptions of these like muscle relaxers and stuff. And I was like, you weren't like this until like we moved in with her. Like, are you? And she was getting all like mad about it. And I was like, so yeah, that was a really rough time. Also they kept my deposit, the landlord, because my 2 roommates didn't pay their last month's rent.
Yep.
And then he also started texting me saying that he was going to like sue us for damages and for the last month's like for rent that was owed and all this stuff. He luckily never went through with it, but like, oh my God, what a night. What an terrible. Absolute nightmare.
Yeah. That was like, right. So that was, so we were dating for like 2-3 months and then we moved to Queens and that was 8 months. We were there. I'm pretty sure 8-9 months. And I remember always telling people like, it was the best time. Cause that was like when we first started dating and falling in love, but a horrible living experience.
It was horrible.
You had that freaking cat that always.
Oh yeah. Then we had a cat that would attack us every time we'd living go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Yeah. It was more sad. Cause again, it was like one of my people that I thought was like a really good friend of mine. Just like, I don't know. But
yeah, it was weird. Cause we had good times together. Like we would have fun together.
You were friends with them
too. I was friendly with them. They were nice to me, but yeah, when the one girl had her, you know, bipolar episode and when they started getting really into like the drugs, it was a complete tone shift. And it was like, yeah, I just remember being like, we have to get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Don't do drugs.
No, that was bad.
Especially prescription drugs. They're not.
And there's a quick story. So we were looking for an apartment and looking for a New York City apartment when you don't have a lot of money is a fun experience because you see some crazy things and they always tease you. They always show you this like awesome, like, oh wow, it's like a nice loft. You got this. And you go on there. Like, oh yeah. That's not this apartment. And it's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I remember that.
That happened a couple times. And I remember my one good friend was a realtor in the city and he took us to this apartment in like Times Square area and it was slanted. The whole like
so bad. Like, I don't know how slanted. Anybody like,
we were
there.
Dizzy in there.
Yeah. And I remember him being like, it's not that bad. And then we like put something, like a pen down on the board and rolled. It just rolled.
But anyway, so we were looking for an apartment in the building that we eventually had one in. And
the realtor guy,
it was like, okay. And then the realtor guy was like, oh, well, I'm actually moving out soon. I live on the floor below and my apartment's a little nicer. And we ended up getting that guy's apartment.
Yeah, I forget why we didn't like the apartment.
It was just smaller.
Oh, that's right.
It was just small. We just couldn't find like, and even the one we moved into was small.
Yeah.
But. Yeah,
but it was in New York. It did its job. Yeah. It was in the location was what we were paying.
Location
for.
Was great. Hell's Kitchen. We both worked right around.
Yeah, we could walk to Penn work Station. If we wanted to.
I scootered. I had a nice Razor scooter.
But yeah, that was bad. But I do remember. I mean, I guess the silver lining of that story, like a year or two later, the bipolar roommate texted me while I was at work and was like, I think she was in like the recovery, like AA, yeah, recovery program. And one of the steps is like to reconcile. Apologize to anybody who your like drug use hurt. So she had written me this whole big long text message about like how badly she feels about like what happened and that she's sorry and like that she's in recovery. And I was like, I was super nice. I was just like, yeah, I was like, I'm really happy that like, or I said, I'm glad you said that. And I'm really happy that like you're getting help. And same with my other roommate. I found out she even does like drug counseling now.
Oh, like really?
She works at like a center to help other people. So they both ended up being okay in the end, but like it definitely damaged our, like we haven't hung out or talked really since all that happened. But yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided I don't want any more roommates. And then you were my roommate.
Yeah. And we've been roommates ever since. And no complaints.
Yeah.
Besides me leaving rappers around and I forget what you do. I don't know.
And I forget what you do. Don't take the garbage out.
Don't take the heads. But we're good. We're good roommates now.
Yeah.
Now we have Melody. She's the worst roommate.
I don't know why, but I feel like being a roommate with somebody versus like a romantic partner living with somebody is way different.
Well, yeah, because when you're a romantic, you let things kind of
slide. Or you do more for the other person. You do more,
but when you're roommates with someone, it's just like, oh, you're in my way. You're doing this that annoys me or whatever.
Maybe. Well, also, if you have a roommate, they usually like might have a significant other that's coming over and annoying you or like.
Yeah, I never had that issue.
I did.
My sophomore year roommate, he always left to go see his girlfriend because I think she lived back in their hometown and he was like close, like 20, 30 minutes away. So he was always out. Yeah, that's that.
But yeah, I feel like I love how my roommates got progressively worse. Like the first one was like, she didn't really do anything bad. She was just like a little crazy and like I was concerned about her and we didn't really like get along great.
Since super long, but it was a good story.
And then the next one was like, she had an abusive boyfriend I had to deal with that would break into our room and keep me up at night. It just progressively got into like drug issues, getting screamed at, almost getting a felony. Like it just like getting worse, having our door left open. So everything, if somebody could have robbed us. Good times, man. Don't miss having roommates.
All right. There's two short ones here. I have a bunch. There wasn't anything too crazy, but these are more like, I don't know, they're creepy and funny at the same time. All right, they're both short, which is good. So the title of this post that I found was called Shirtless with a Rusty Hatchet.
Oh my God. What the heck?
So it's really quick. It goes, imagine finding your roommate shirtless, holding a rusty hatchet in your backyard. When you ask him, what's up? He replies, I'm going to find that fucking cat. And then just trails off and starts looking in the bushes.
Wait, that was his roommate?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I like that one because if you don't already know, I'm not a big fan of cats, so.
That's terrible. My God, you're a terrible
roommate.
I don't
want to kill cats, but I just, you know.
You're a terrible roommate.
That was funny. But yeah, that was a funny one.
That's the only one you
have? No, I have two more. Okay. Or sorry, one more. I've had two short ones here. All right, so this one. So during my freshman year of college, I woke up one morning to my roommate lying in her bed reading a book. That was normal. What wasn't normal was when she realized I was awake. She told me she saw a ghost in our room last night. Apparently, it was a man who looked like a hobo, and he was sitting on my bed watching me sleep. She said once she looked at him, he disappeared. I haven't roomed with her since.
Oh my God.
I thought there was another one that I thought was like kind of good.
I'm sure there's so many.
There was
a lot. Feel free to tell us your crazy roommate stories. I hear so many.
Yeah,
good
I didn't
ones.
Look on the because people didn't know we were doing this, but I didn't look on the the voicemail.
You've been bad at telling people in advance.
It's funny because I remember your one roommate like would pretend to be upset that I was there. She would like complain about me every now and then.
Yes, and then she made you buy us like toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah, which was fine. It was like, whatever. But I'll never forget. I'm like, I am like the nicest person. I would like clean up all. I would like clean the sink.
We cooked for them a couple times. Yeah.
And I remember like, as a guy, I learned to go to the bathroom and sit all the time because I was living with three girls and I would just got tired of like lifting up the seat. So I like adapted by just sitting down to go to the bathroom all the time.
But I remember that, they wanted us to pay more rent because you were there. And I was like, but why? I was like, he's not, it's not costing you. We literally don't see you. We hang out in my room.
Your roommates or the landlord?
My roommates wanted me to pay more of the rent because you were there. And I was like, I'm using the same amount of electricity because we're doing... And the water bill was covered. So even if you used more water, the landlord was
going to
mad
about it. Yeah, because I was, taking my hour-long showers.
10-minute shower in the morning.
Yeah, took like 5-minute showers. They just wanted money to buy drugs.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, most likely.
But that's why I said, I was like, no, it doesn't. And I literally broke it down. I was like, it doesn't make any sense. I said, okay, so every time you guys invite people, are you paying more rent?
Yeah, 20 bucks to come into the house?
I should have been like, are you paying enough rent to bail me out of jail?
Yeah.
You should probably pay more rent in case I need to bail myself out of jail for all the time so that you guys put me in a compromised position.
Yeah, I have some vivid memories of that place, but
I hate that place so much.
It was not good.
I even remember, do you remember when I was moving out and I knocked paint all over the floor?
Yeah.
It was just the cherry on top
of that
place.
Yeah, that was rough. That was, there's a lot of stories about that place that I can remember.
All I can remember, and to the last memories, the last time I ever saw those roommates was me moving out, them not being sad at all or like remorseful for like what happened and why I was moving out. And they literally not helping, nothing. They were just laying there.
They were just like laying around.
Saying nothing, even to like my parents who were there. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, thank God I'm not.
Yeah, I wonder what your parents remember of it.
They do remember that. They remember them being really drugged out.
Yeah.
And being like, yeah, I'm glad you're getting out of there. But I'm so glad that they like cleaned up their lives.
Yeah, the cherry on top.
Really good times together. We were friends. Like I look back at photos and videos and I was like, but it was all like, before
the cherry on top of that was the day before we moved out was when my car tires were stolen. And it was just like, get me out of here. I didn't have my car though. I guess I left it at my parents' house because obviously I didn't have it when we were in Manhattan.
Yeah, you did leave it at your parents' house because we had nowhere
to
put it.
My dad would like come and get us every now and then or we'd take the train.
We had nowhere to get it. That's why we would like go to your parents' house to get the car if we had to go somewhere else. But fun times. I'm so glad I never need a roommate again.
Any advice you have for people?
For roommates?
Regarding roommates?
Just because they're your friend doesn't mean it's going to work out. Actually, if anything, if you want to stay friends, you probably shouldn't live together.
Yeah, to go along with that.
I've lost many good friends, or like all, except for Kara, everybody else that I roomed with, I thought I liked. And then
even like me and my friends who were friends like from childhood when we lived together, it definitely causes more stress, which is natural. You're living with people and like your habits and things you do are going to kind of be different. It's tough. If you are living with friends, be very open and communicative when you have issues because
That too. If you silently begrudgingly...
If you just deal with it, it's going to boil over.
And then you're going to have a fight.
It's funny because I saw someone say the opposite of my opinion on this is that I've always believed, maybe just because you and I had a good experience with it, that couples who live together before they get married, I think it's good because you learn what it's like to live with that person.
Yeah.
So I would...
Somebody said no.
Well, someone was saying, I mean, it was all different like philosophy he had, but my opinion has always been that it's good and that I think you should live with someone because you do discover things, you learn more about them, but...
Yeah. I mean, if somebody was going to ask me whether they should live with somebody before they get married, my advice would be yes.
Yeah.
Are there couples who didn't live together and then they
worked out fine?
And it worked out fine? Of course. But more times than not, a lot of people move in together and they realize that they don't mesh their day-to-day lives and their cleanliness and their just in general don't mesh well together.
I even saw something recently how it's like becoming a thing where people who will be together, even married, I think,
but not live together.
But they won't live together so they can do
it. I had my ex-boyfriend's dad and his wife didn't live together.
Yeah, that they would live.
I mean, it was his second wife.
They would like go do all their like... things and then like would hang out like go over each other.
Yeah, like he would say, he'd be like, oh, I'm going over to so-and-so's house for the night.
Yeah.
Like, take care of dinner. And I'd be like, this is so weird.
I mean,
that his wife?
The thing like I've realized is, everyone's different. Everyone wants different things in life. People want to do things differently, which is fine. It's just, it's a like very alien thing to me to think
about. My thing is like, when you come home, that's supposed to be like your safe space.
Yeah.
And there's been obviously tons of times where when I went home, I did not feel safe or happy. And I can't imagine being married to somebody that when you come home, you have that same feeling. So that's why I only like Like when we lived together, I didn't really like we didn't have any issues with one another. Like huge un
no
like, where I'd be like, oh small, my god, this would little things crazy.
At all. I don't even remember like anything that bothered me or whatever. But we're similar, so
I also think there's a lot of times I've heard people move in together and they're like, oh my god, the first year of marriage is so hard. And I'm like, no, it's not. But that was because we lived together.
We were together. So
like
long.
Nothing really changed.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Whereas yes, the first year of marriage could be hard if you're adjusting to living with a new person.
And we were also together for a while before we got married. But
yeah. But I mean, if anything, maybe those bad roommate situations helped us be closer than we would have been quicker.
Yeah. Because
we were forced.
It definitely
into...
like forced our hand into living together.
Living together way sooner than most people.
Yeah. Good times. Good trip down memory lane.
Oh my God.
I had so many like other college things and whatnot like popping in my head that I'm like, all right, I could talk about this, but this isn't really roommate related.
We'll do a college episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what advice I have for people with roommates. Just make sure that like...
clean up after yourself.
That you guys have a very similar... living, you either have a very similar temperament or a very similar like what's important
schedules.
like if both of you like a clean room or if both of you don't really care if the room's clean, like I feel like that meshes well than like somebody who always needs the room clean and the other person doesn't. Then it's gonna cause fights.
That was like when I lived with my four other friends, like I don't need it to be crystal clean, but I don't want disgusting.
Not disgusting.
And my one roommate and the other one, like we're a little more like whatever. And
well, I feel like we're good with that. Like we both don't need things to be like spotless at all times.
But we don't let it get out of hand.
But we don't let it get out of hand. I'm probably a little more like wanting things to be organized and clean more. But I don't
except
mind
for the
if it's
kitchen
not.
Sink.
Yeah, I don't care about that because I don't dishes. See it. It's down.
It's down. Once it comes up is when you're like, oh, I got to clean
that's
it.
That's why I hate countertop clutter because it's at eye level. Yeah, but if it's in the sink, I don't.
It's down. It's in the sink. Whatever.
Down. It's not
it's down.
That's why the garbage also.
So if I put things on the floor, I'll put the wrappers on the floor now. Just
I probably wouldn't notice it as much. Did you know how many times I walk over stuff that's on the floor? I notice it. I'm like, it's
Melody's toys. It's
too far down.
It's too far. It's down.
It's down. We'll get that later.
That's funny.
If it's at eye level, then I see it constantly. And then it drives me crazy.
Yeah, roommates are creepy.
Yeah, very much so. I feel stressed out after this.
A little bit. I do as well. Well,
even though I'm not in that situation, I'm like,
vividly remembering our apartments and, you know, beforehand, all that stuff. It's like, couldn't imagine doing that now.
You kind of dealt with it, but I feel like I had to take the brunt.
I dealt with it.
I was the actual.
I very much dealt with it. I didn't have to talk to them.
Ugh, it was the worst.
Like you did, because they were your friends and roommates, and I was just the boyfriend who lived there. But
well, hopefully your roommate experiences, if you've had them, weren't as bad as mine.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say ours, but yours weren't the worst. You weren't
I never had anything to graze. Even the stuff that I talked about with like my roommates and the bed bugs and the pee, and like we all worked out and we're just like best, you know,
that are
great friends with all those guys.
If you know eventually you're gonna need roommates, you know, just ask questions before you commit to anything. And remember,
everything is creepy.